All right, man, it's show 350. I had to get that out before I forget because I always forget. My name is Montego Bradley, Mr. Button all the way up to the top. And it's Fanzo Patrol time. With me is my sensitive and happy co-host herself, Miss Tiff. Oh, but what's happening with you, Tiff?
That's fucking fancy.
Man, you got something?
You know, it's the after hours edition of Fans and Patrol.
Yeah, man. Cue the lounge music, right?
We like to be honest about what's happening. On
we're podcasting during a week. It's been a hard week, you know, work week, and the spirits is flowing. But I swear I won't slur my words. Everything is going good.
I make no promises. I will hold myself to no such standard. And if you aren't interested in hearing me fucking slur my way through this podcast, get gone.
We encourage you to grab your spirits and turn the music down and turn the podcast on and put you some nice low music on at the same time and enjoy the antics of Tifobot and Montego because we're here to entertain.
Antic is a very old person. Antics. Shenanigans.
I say antics, I say shenanigans, I say groovy.
Pulling some boners. Did you know that used to be a word for like a goof?
Never heard that one before.
My grandpa's ex-wife.
And I'm supposed to have something in common with your grandma?
Once came to our house.
Right.
And was like, oh, what a boner. I forgot my glasses back then.
Everybody's looking around like, granddad's talking about a boner.
I had to get up and leave the table because I'm not an adult. I was like, oh, eject.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, I'm just saying, yeah, I'm ready for.
Yeah, we got a good show, Tiff, you know.
Yeah. I did the show notes this week.
Yeah, you did. So what do we have?
So we're going to talk about the Wheel of Time series that's coming to Amazon. It's based off of some very famous books, as you guys might know, about Robert Jordan. And then we had something that I wanted to talk about, but Montego nixed it, so we could talk about the trailers for The Matrix.
Hey, your story was so short, we could talk about all three.
No, we're not going to. I refuse to do three. And then we are going to do a what you're watching. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What we're watching.
Yeah. I'm interested to know. And guys, we don't talk about this shit beforehand, so we can, have a little surprise. You know, save that shit for the show, man.
Save it for the fucking show. Shut the fuck up and save it for the fucking show.
Yeah, we're thinking about new logos for our t-shirts and stuff. That might
yeah,
be one.
You want to do that one? Yeah, I do. Then the last one is the main topic, which today we are covering. I fuck this title up all the time. Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe 2. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you what confuses me. There's a movie called Lights Out.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
And there's a Lights Out 2, I think, as well, or is coming out. And so I was super confused this whole time. Different concepts.
This would be interesting, Tifobot, because, you know, our goal was to do Don't Breathe 1 on a Patreon, but I didn't have the time. So I've never seen Don't Breathe 1. So I'm like just...
Me too. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've been thrown into the fray of this movie, right? People are going to be like, you stupid assholes. If you watched the first movie, you would know what was happening. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I went away. Save it for the fucking podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Save it for the show. Save it for the show.
Joey DiCarlo says from Soul Wizard Podcast, don't give it away for free.
Well...
He's right. What else he says? Always close. Anyway, so man, seeing that, are you ready to roll?
Absolutely.
Let's roll. All right, man, we are back, and I guess it's social media time. So it's time for me to hit my duties. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com, man. At that website, we have show art. We have archive shows, man. We have the present shows, everything, and the links to all our new stuff. Also, man, you can listen to us on all the podcasting apps, man, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all that good stuff. And there's actually a lot more, but I don't, you know, it's a long list. And look, you want to get with us on social media? No problem. We're there too. We're at Twitter, we're at Facebook, and we are at Instagram. If you want to send us a direct email, guess what? Tiff is getting destroyed. If you want to send us direct email, the email address is fans@fansofpatrol.com. Tifflebot, what do we have?
So the first story that I gave us, it's kind of, it's not, I mean, it's in our wheelhouse for sure. And I'm making that joke because it's about Wheel of Time. Just kidding. So the very famous set of books, it's kind of like, so they're saying in this that it ties, that there's like, this is the missing link between Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones, which I would assume means that there's more elves and dwarves and stuff in this one, and but also more like serious, like what do I want to say, like politics.
Yeah, when I saw this, I thought that this was Amazon's answer to the Eternals or something like that. It looked like
it does kind of look like that. Honestly, when you look at it, you're like, and kind of when I look at it, can I tell you what I think?
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I'm not like this. I was kind of like distracted during the 2 minutes that it was on. I was like, this is kind of boring. I don't really understand what's happening. Okay, actually, I do. There's like an essence of the earth, right? And only certain people can. And I would assume it's women, because it's only women.
Is it Gaia?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Can manipulate the force of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like the protectors of the land.
Yeah, the men have been depicted as being just dumbasses in this thing. Just which is fine with me, but go ahead.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that particularly. It just looks a little bit... I'm gonna watch it because I have enjoyed what I have watched, even just randomly on Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But to me, it looks a little bit like lower quality than Amazon usually produces. Am I wrong?
No. It looks like they spent a lot of their money on the sets. You know.
Yeah, because the special effects maybe don't look so good.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like they ripped off the throne room from Wakanda. It looks just like the Wakandan throne room. I mean, I don't know anything about this story, and if it's based on books, Tifflebot, it must be near and dear to people's hearts. And some of the special effects look pretty good, and then some of them look like really Game of Thrones-ish, which weren't really that good. A lot of Game of Thrones special effects weren't that good. You know, a lot of the wide shots were, but some of the close-up stuff was like, oh, what the hell is this? But it looks like it has everything. You got evil men, piece of shit.
Who's
man.
That woman?
I don't know. You know what? I've seen her in so many goddamn shows.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking place her. I can look it up, I guess. But like the whole time that I was watching this trailer, I was, well, distracted by how boring it was. But also then every time she came on, I was like,
I know her. Who is that? I know her.
Yeah.
I know that goddamn woman from someplace. Oh my God, Tiff, she was in Gone Girl. She's that straight and Die Another Day. She's that, she always has that intense look at me look, but I don't really have anything to say. You know? But I don't know, Tiff. Yes, I'm going to watch this because this will be some epic shit that you can watch in your living room, of course. But I'm not sure. It hasn't really hooked me, though, Tiff, you know, and I don't know how many other people out there might have hooked because... I mean, they're leaving the story really open for us, for those who haven't, like...
Read them,
right. I don't know.
There's a lot of them. I think there's like 375 of them.
Holy shit. But
there's not. There's a lot of them.
Okay.
My mom's read them.
I'm like, ah! But honestly,
I don't know how many there are, but there's a lot.
I don't know. For a person like me, and you show me some action and some, you know, period stuff like that, I'm like, yes, more of this. But then once you really did not tell me anything what this was about.
Yeah, it was very kind of withheld a little, it felt like.
Yeah.
There are 20 Wheel of Time books, okay? And you guys, they're thick. They're big. They're biggies.
Hmm. Your mom read them?
Yes.
Wow, she read all 20?
I believe so, yes.
Holy shit. Yes, she's a real Tifflebot.
My mom, yes, is a real reader. So, like, I would give this a try, but I would say that, like, I wonder sometimes if I wasn't so, and I'm not even now probably as tuned in as a bunch of other people are, but like if I wasn't so tuned into what was happening in specifically this corner of you know, pop culture.
Being a part of Fans of Patrol, I got you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I would even have noticed this or given a shit, right? I might have just been like, I've never even seen Game of Thrones, so.
Yeah, that's sacrilege, but you know.
I've read them. I just, I don't, you know, sometimes I feel like I know the story and I don't care.
I can see that. If you read it, that counts. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, well, as far as this story is concerned with this property, again, I know nothing about it, and they pushed it last week really hard, you know, like the trailer is coming out, and I'm like, oh shit, well, I don't know, what the hell is this, you know, and then like finding out it was like a book series, it's like, oh, they made this trailer for people who read the book, you know.
But how do you know? I haven't seen the reaction of that, of people.
I'm going to tell you how I know.
That people are mad.
I'm going to tell you how you know, because they were just showing things that people who read the book recognize. Us regular people, you know, it's just a bunch of people showing up like, ah, I'm him, I'm her, you know, and it's like, I don't know what the hell is going on. But I'm telling you, it really reminded me of that damn Eternals trailer, which I'm still not excited about.
It did.
I'm just like,
it did feel like
that's another one I'm like lukewarm on. You're like, I hope it, you know, because it's Marvel, God bless you, y'all will probably knock it out the park. But as far as like really having me really, really interested in what's
like
happening,
racing towards my fucking, I can't wait, got it on my fucking calendar. No, I will forget this happened.
Right. But I will say this, I didn't think Shang-Chi was going to be shit. And I want to see Shang-Chi again. That shit was great. I loved it. You know, so look, I didn't move the conversation to Marvel. Let me stop. Wheel of Time, I'll watch it because it's on Amazon and it'll be for free. And guess what, Tiff? Sure. Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a series.
Then we should do a one shot and give our opinion. You know? Why not?
I don't fucking want to. Okay, hold on. So I think we're done. I think we've beaten a boring dead horse.
Dead horse, right. Absolutely.
So let's move on to something that, like, normally I would not expect to excite me, but does excite me. And also it's kind of like shameful. It's like a shameful excitement, and I'll tell you why.
I want to put the needle on the record so the people can hear the groovy music.
So The Matrix is back with The Matrix Revolution.
Wasn't that the last movie in the series or some shit like that? Isn't it different?
Resurrections.
Thank you. I was about to say Revolutions sucked.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen anyone but the first one. So,
but you should just stay there because that's it's good.
That's what they're trying to get us all back there. And the reason, okay, so I'm not. So when I heard there's going to be a more Matrix, I even had to confess to Montego that this was available. You knew about the teaser, but other stuff was kind of happening because I don't even care to talk about it. But then, when he was like, "Well, maybe we should." I went to whatisthematrix.com, which is where you go to watch the trailers, the four mini trailers that you get before the final trailer, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, we're recording this before the Big Daddy come out, y'all, so, you know.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Usually we try not to reference what time we're recording, but just so you know, because what makes this special is if you've gone to that website, you click the blue pill or the red pill.
Yes.
And I'm gonna actually go ahead and hit spoilers for this particular experience.
There we go.
Which is that if you click one or the other, you get two different trailers. So there's been four total. And it just, the way that they made it look and feel, and the fact that you choose the pill, it's very, very effective marketing, which is sort of shameful to me because I'm like, I understand that The Matrix is kind of like, hey, we're all just fucking cogs in the machine. And I'm like, yay, a commercial. So I get that there's like some kind of like fucked up commentary on that. But I did think it was like kind of fun. It kind of made like things feel a little mysterious for a while. And, you know, we always get that these days.
Yeah, you know what? Marketing genius, Tifflebot. Look, I've been like the biggest curmudgeon on the planet about any Matrix things after The Matrix 1. You know, if you listen to the show, you know that The Matrix 2 was just like, it's okay. The Matrix 3, I'm like, oh, they ruined this goddamn thing. And I didn't want to see anymore. And then they started like casting this Matrix stuff. And you're like, our boy Yaba Martin the third.
He's the second.
I thought he was the third.
No.
Really?
Yahya Abdul-Mateen the second.
Oh shit, I thought he was the third. So he must have a son.
And I love Jonathan Groff. He's in this as well.
Yeah, I mean, they were casting these people, and I was like, I don't care. Y'all should have let this shit die. Why are you waiting 20 years to do this? So I didn't care. Then I saw that one of the Wachowskis has nothing to do with the project and making it, you know, like, I have nothing to do with it. So it's like, oh, boy, drama. So anyway, I didn't give a shit. But Tiflebot, when I saw this trailer, you know, and then you had the with the red pill, you had the narration from Martine, like, oh shit, because I'm in love with this dude all of a sudden, right? You know what I'm saying? I didn't like him as Black Manta, but everything he's done since then, I've been like, I love this dude. And you know, I'm like intrigued. And then I see Keanu fine ass Reeves walk out there with them sunglasses and that beard and the coat, and I'm like, ah! You know. It just looks, Tiff, it brought back the magic, you know, like from the first movie, even though I know it's like a continuation. It's just like, now I want to see this, like a bastard. You know what I'm saying? I really, really, really want to see it. I mean, what about you?
I was kind of drug in by the fact that, like, I am a sucker for kind of like a more mysterious trailer. Mm. So, like, but that also evokes something. So they're making you feel like you're leaving the Matrix or entering the Matrix.
Right.
As you're watching the trailer and they're dropping little information bites, and it works both ways, whether you pick blue or red. And I just thought that was more interesting, like got me more intrigued about what was happening in the movie, like without having to care about what the plot actually was, because that's going to be important to me while I'm watching it. But if I'm deciding to watch it, I don't want to know everything about it anyway. I want to know how I'm going to feel. And if I'm going to feel like this, where there's something just underneath the surface that I'm not quite grasping, or like something mysterious, then I would like that.
Tiff, they have this like narration, right? And you're like, you're listening to it, and in both trailers, like, you know, this one and that one, and it's intriguing. You know, you're like, damn, what is the story now? Because, you know, they did the Matrix and they had that whole thing with the video game and all that. And then when it was over, I think they did like a Matrix Online thing, which was supposed to be like the continued Neo, you know, Neo was gone, and you know, you're still supposed to be like trying to yank people out of the system. And then in these trailers, all we see is these blue pills being like it looks like the system
distributed.
Is like doing the blue pills, which, you know, if you watch the movie, you know, makes you go back to sleep and stuff. So, you know, Big Pharma is like saying sleep, 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 sleep. And it looks like to me they went back to the roots of the philosophy of the first Matrix, which had everybody like, God damn it, are we in a Matrix or not?
Which pill did I take?
I know. Excellent, Tiff. If nothing else, excellent marketing and beautiful Keanu Reeves.
Beautiful Keanu Reeves, nice commercial. I do think that they should sometimes consider like this kind of act, and they do. They have, we've discussed this before. I don't know if they still do at the Golden Trailers, but this is an interesting concept. I like the idea.
Yeah, look, they took a person who didn't give a shit about it and made me like want it. Now I want it. I'm like, when it's coming out, shit, I want to hurry up and watch, you know, shit, this is good. So bravo, you guys, whoever your marketing guys is, you need to pay them $1,000 a minute. You know,
anyway. Jesus Christ, where are we going? How do we got the rails here?
I know, but I'm so interested in this. Yes, indeed. So, yes, Tiff, yes. I think we're good on the Matrix. You know what? Like I said, we got plenty of time. We can talk about your boy Patrick Wilson.
Listen, everybody, it doesn't really fucking matter about, like, they tried to make news. It was kind of a slow news week. And they were like, hey, everyone, have you seen Patrick Wilson on this new set of the Aquaman? He looks so good. He's all dirty.
And I guess, you know, and that's fine. Like a goddamn statue. Tiff, when I saw that picture, I sucked my stomach in.
The thing about Patrick Wilson is I love him as the owl.
Yeah.
I love him.
You like the flabby Patrick Wilson. He don't need to be chiseled. Like he don't need to be chiseled for you.
But I'd take him either way. But this is like a particular treat for myself and also many, many people on the internet, I think.
Yeah.
in his dirty pants, you wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Yeah, he looks like Tom Hanks from that one movie when he's like, Wilson!
He looks Wilson! Like Tom Hanks from Castaway. Wilson! Only better.
No, Wilson!
Listen, I've never really seen Castaway, but I have seen like some of the parts with Wilson, and then the part where Wilson floats away.
Spoiler alert.
Look, and I cried.
Hey, goddamn it. You goddamn right you did, Tiff, because you're sitting in the movie.
Cried.
You're like, no, soccer ball, don't
float away. He's like, fucking Wilson, you bastard. How could you do this to me?
I was distraught watching that basketball float away. I'm like, no, get the ball.
First of all, Wilson is a volleyball.
Right, okay? He's a volleyball, right.
Wilson volleyball. I want to get that straight before we get a bunch of hate mail.
You got that right. You uninformed bastard. You don't know your movies. No, Tiff, I had to go to therapy. I didn't, but I'm just saying. I needed therapy.
I think that's a powerful testament.
Yeah.
Acting is strong.
Yeah. Good old Tom.
Also,
Hanks.
Just like human attachment is bizarre.
Yeah, indeed.
So just like all of us are just like fucked up on the inside. And that's why when that fucking volleyball floats away, all of us are like, Mom!
No.
You know what I mean? Like it's all fucked up. We are all, everybody listening, you don't think so. You're sitting in your car right now on the way to work. You're like, not I am fine. And then on the way to work, you're going to realize, holy fucking shit.
Wow, yeah. A great thing there. So... let me see. Patrick Wilson.
Hi.
Patrick, ha-cha-cha-cha. Look at those abs, Wilson. Just made me want to go
face.
Do some sit-ups.
It's his face. It's mostly his face.
Yeah, but I've never seen him chisel like this before, though, Tiff.
Oh, no. Well, no.
No.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Never, ever. I was like, wow, look at this. God damn it, you bastard. It just make me like want to go work out.
Patrick Wilson is like, you show up, you're 20, you're back from college, and you show up at your friend's house and you're like, what happened to your dad?
Hey, you remember when
he's hot.
When he was young, he was always playing like the angry racist dude in almost every movie.
I don't really remember. I just, I only think good things about him.
Yeah, well, good for him, man. Looking good. What a career he's having, because he's always been like such a character actor, and all of a sudden, the Conjuring thing just flipped him. And then he ended up being an Insidious, too. And I was like, God damn.
Well, it's all the same universe.
Insidious is the same universe? No.
I think so.
Same director, same Patrick Wilson, but not the same universe.
That's fucked up. Yeah. But that's fine because it's more Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, it was. Well, you had one Patrick Wilson in another three movies with somebody else, but it was good. Anyway.
Patrick Wilson. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, man. So... they only showed that one thing with him standing next to the director. James Wan is back for Aquaman. I hope that the Aquaman movie is better than the first one.
They don't care. I mean, money, that's what matters.
Well, DC has seemed to be caring about their product recently. I mean, look at the last Suicide Squad movie. They're like, shit. But then they did do Wonder Woman 1984. Ugh, God. Anyway.
That was bad. Until you said that, I was like, I fucking forgot I watched that. My brain likes to fucking dump old garbage.
Yeah, it's like Sherlock Holmes. I will not keep this in my brain. It's cluttering things, Anyway, man, it's just a quick internet picture, guys. Check it out.
If you want to have something to think about when you are... pleasuring yourself.
God damn it. I knew you was going there. God damn it, Tim. I knew you was going there. I'm like,
internet. You can't. It's free on the internet.
All right. So
it's only a Google away.
Yeah. So, man, that's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Y'all sit tight.
What are we watching, man? Are you fucking watching?
We haven't done this in a while, Tiffo, but I did it recently on our Patreon page. I did a what you're watching, and I had graphs and charts and shit like that of what I was watching, So I actually want to do those again. We should do those together every once in a while, with video and stuff. So anyway, if you're new to the show, what you're watching is an old-ass segment we used to do where we used to, sit around and kick it and talk about shit we was watching. Most of the time, it was about things that we were watching in common. But then it just, once Tiff got on the show, she don't watch the shit that we watch. So we just started saying, what are you watching? What are you watching? What are you watching? And so, but it was still cool because, you learn a lot, man. Different people listen to the show And, you know, if you're a documentary type of person, you know, I listen to certain docs, Tiff listens to certain docs that might, you know, tickle your fancy, and or this anime or this whatever, you know. So you never know what we're watching at the time. And the only rule is it has to be something that's available, you know, on TV, streaming, whatnot at home. It could even be a movie as long as it's available, you know. And so that was the only rule. And normally it's something that has to, like, resonate with you in some kind of way. So I don't know, Tiff, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first of what you're watching?
No, I want you to go first.
Want me to go first? Okay. I thought about this hard because I actually been watching a lot. And I was gonna bring in the, I was gonna bring in the scary movies. I was like, I'm gonna bring in Insidious because I watched all four of those some bitches. You know, but I think I talked about them when Beat 'Em Down was on the show. But what I just watched the other night, it was super late, Tiff. I was about to go to bed, and I was about to go to bed. It was like 11 o'clock, and I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and I said, you know what? I'm going to watch this damn movie because I know a lot of history about the movie, but never watched it. You know, I'm a Queen fan. I'm not a super Queen fan. I know all the hits, you know, because I grew up in the 80s and 90s. And so I decided to watch it. Now, really funny, man. What really made me watch it is one, Remy Malek, you know, it's a fucking, you know, oh, I'm cussing like you. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can't leave it up. What the fuck? Did you turn it off?
No, I didn't. No, I know. We're rolling. I'm like, oh shit, I don't talk like that. But anyway, I Remy Malek, you know, who's phenomenal. And I haven't watched iRobot, but I need to. And you know, I'm sure people cussing me out for saying it. However, I wanted to watch it for him and the involvement of the, you know, surviving members of Queen that's still here. And I watched, you know, a lot of backstage stuff on it. And, you know, Bryan Singer was the director. Now, here we go. I am no Bryan Singer fan. I'm almost like F Bryan Singer because
he's a bad man, right?
He's such a cancer, right? And he's such a bad dude, but they keep giving him things. He had all that stuff going on doing X-Men where he was, like, accused of molesting kids and having, like, a boys' farm, right? And then it just kind of...
I must have forgotten all about that. Makes me sick.
Right. It kind of went away, right? And then next thing you know, he's doing Bohemian Rhapsody. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I remember Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman and James McAvoy. He couldn't even come to the press junkets when that movie came out because it was like, get the hell away from us. We even heard about you and now it's confirmed. And, you know, they had some trial stuff and didn't happen. So on this movie... He kind of did the Josh Trank. He was filming and Remy Malek hated him. They like clashed all the time. And I don't know, you know, Remy Malek is personally, I don't know if, you know, he's on the right side. But it got so bad that Bryan Singer just didn't show up for the end of the movie. And they had to bring in another director.
Whoa.
Because he was walking off set, upset all the time with other things going on, nothing to do with Remy Malek. And so they brought in a director who I don't even know who the director is to finish the end of the movie. And so, like, the actors think the movie is shit. And I actually saw, like, interviews with Remy Malek and other cast members. And, like, reporters are like, congratulations. And they're like, oh, thank you. I just hope that one day there could be like a director's cut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or, you know, not even a director's cut, but a different cut of the movie. So the actors that in the movie, they're under the impression like, look, whatever came out is not the movie we was filming, you know? And the shit that was filmed, some of it was shit, but it could have been a good movie, but it's not. And, you know, no comment from Bryan Singer on any of this stuff. So the movie came out very underwhelming, didn't perform well, you know, as far as what they thought it was going to be. And it just, it's this thing. So I said, I'm going to watch it, Tiff. So I watched it and I enjoyed the shit out of it. But the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, this is still not the movie. As good as I thought this was. And, you know, it's a rock movie. And I like the rock music and stuff like that. So you know, that contributes to you liking it more. You know what I'm saying? They're creating more, Another One Bites the Dust and Bohemian Rhapsody and stuff. And you're like, oh, this is cool. But you're like, it probably is not as cool as it could have been. You know, just like the Snyder Cut, you know, with Justice League, you know, totally different movie. It's like, well, y'all, please stop giving multi-million-dollar contracts to Brian effing molesting Singer. Shit, please. What the hell? You know? What the hell, Tiff? What? Yeah. Why does this child... Ugh. Unless child molester keep getting all these deals. Anybody else wouldn't have got shit, right? Look, let somebody say I molested a child, whether if it's true or not. Just say it out loud. My career is over.
No, this is horrible. Right. I hate where this is happening. I hate everything about what's going on here.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Your career is over. Shit. So, but this dude just keeps Jesus rolling. Christ. So,
my favorite part of that movie is that apparently... he had a cat named Tiffany.
He sure did. He had a whole posse full of cats.
One of them was named Tiffany.
Had his ex-girlfriend taking care of them cats for years, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit. So that's what I've been watching, Tiff. What you been watching?
So I've been watching some stuff that really isn't for the show. Who cares? But I did watch Only Murders in the Building.
The hell is that?
It's on Hulu. It's a comedy from Steve Martin. It's got Steve Martin.
Oh, and Martin Short. And yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to like, I could see myself like, oh, I've got nothing else to watch. I'll watch another episode of this.
Oh, it's an episode series, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've only watched, yeah, it's a series. They're only 30 minutes, which is kind of nice. But I thought it was funny and charming. And it's a little bit, the only thing I would say about it is that it's a little, like, it knows that it's kind of being a certain way. And I like when something is self-aware, but not when it lets me know.
I love Steve Martin, though. I mean,
isn't he an asshole in real life?
I don't know. I know Chevy Chase.
Oh, well, then no, he's not.
I know Chevy Chase is an asshole in real life. I've never heard anything about Steve Martin. I mean, I could be wrong.
I mean, probably all celebrities are assholes. I mean, to be fair.
Man, I've met a couple that who didn't appear to be assholes to me, but, you know, so I'm going to check that out.
Were they Steve Martin famous?
No. Right. It was David Ramsey from Arrow, the black dude from Arrow, Diggle. I met the Batman actor, you know what I'm saying? The people I met at Comic-Cons and stuff, you know, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I met, what's the guy who wrote the Dark Knight comic book, what's his name? I forgot his name, but I met him.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. His name.
I met Scott Snyder. He was cool. Yeah, I met, you know, but nobody like famous like that. Lou Ferrigno, he was cool as hell. But you know, anyway.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying. Okay.
Hey, Tiff. Guess what I was watching?
What?
I watched the first two episodes of What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay, actually, I watched the first episode of that too. I think I watched the first two.
I watched the first two. It was so good.
How could that not be what we're watching?
It was so good, Tiff.
Share what we're watching.
Tiff, it was so good. I was sitting there in triumph, like, yes.
I really like.
Yeah, Guillermo in a dungeon and he's sneaking out.
I really like Matt Berry this season. That's the English guy, the other. Nadia's husband.
Oh, Laszlo.
Laszlo, yes.
Laszlo is look, there is no weak link on this show. When the damn puppet was weighing in on killing Guillermo. Yes. Oh, shit, it's so good. If you're not watching What We Do in the Shadows, I don't know what the hell to say.
I might go back and rewatch some of those because they're so good. Well,
Tim, guess what I did?
What?
I took your advice and I paid for Hulu No Commercials. And I started watching season one, show one, and they go so fast when it's no commercials, you know. And so, like, I'm like watching them all over, and it's so hilarious. I love it.
If you pay for no commercials on Hulu, I don't know how you can go back.
Well, that's how I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. That was on Hulu, you know. And What We Do in the Shadows, I watched that. So, you know, guys, that's the damn show. I can't. You know, try to get anybody to watch it. It's funny. Anyway, so there we go. I didn't want to make that my what you're watching, but yeah, I watched.
We should have because so I watched that too. Most appropriate, probably.
Indeed. So I think that's it, man. We're going to take a break, our final break, and we're going to come back because it's time to talk about, what's the name of this movie?
Don't
Breathe. Breathe 2.
Don't Breathe 2.
So we'll be right back.
Don't Breathe Again.
Don't Breathe Again. Is that it? Don't Breathe Again?
No, it's Don't Breathe 2.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Sorry.
Don't Breathe 2, everybody. That's the name of the topic for this week. We are going to review, discuss the 2021 rated R 1 hour 34, we thank you minutes for this this thriller here. The sequel is set in the years following the initial daily home invasion, where Norman Nordstrom, Stephen Lang, I didn't know that was his name, lives in the quiet solace until his past sins catches up with him. So, man, the movie stars who, Tifflebot?
So it stars Stephen Lang, like you said, Brendan Sexton III, and Madeline Grace. Now, there's a whole bunch of other people in this movie after that.
Yeah.
But they are even less important than those people who are, let's admit, pretty unimportant.
Indeed, Tifflebot. So
I'm sorry.
I never seen Don't Breathe 1, and neither have you.
No, this is a really good choice, by the way, because of that. Because neither of us have it. But here's the thing. Hold on. Well, I'll have to wait till after I have to say my one word for that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is so we can talk about this stuff. Let me get to
one.
Oh, shit. That ain't good.
Oh, that's like a motorcycle or a chainsaw.
I know. It's
one word. Oh, that's like one word for all our horror movies should be a chainsaw noise.
One word. So, one word, Tiff. What you got?
Awful. Fucking awful, man. I changed it.
Okay, go ahead. Change it.
Waiting. Because all I was doing watching this movie was fucking waiting for it to be over.
God damn, Tifflebot.
We'll get into it. But I'm assuming your one word is like boner alert because you seem to be pretty excited.
No, it's definitely not boner alert. My one word was enjoyable, man.
You know? What the fuck? This movie stinks out loud.
No, man. Tiff, you're not listening to your partner. I'm sitting on these shows and I'm saying, look, all the jump scare shit, I'm loving this shit. It's like a roller coaster watching television. I'm loving all this intensity and things like that. And some of these movies
is not that intense.
Well, it's been giving me intensity and shit. It was a couple of scenes in here. I was like, and so, that was good enough for me, man. I enjoyed it. I didn't see Don't Breathe 1, but I knew the premise, from those trailers and talking.
I kind of think I might know the premise.
Yeah, but it was a lot of shit here that didn't make sense to me. Like the whole little girl thing. I was like, what the hell? He must have took a girl.
That was just a plot device. I mean, it's the whole plot, basically, but it's mostly, like, to have a reason to tell the story, I guess.
Yeah, let's hit some spoilers so we can talk about this a little bit more.
That's the spoiler noise.
I'm going to record that, and that's going
to
be
the
spoiler.
You don't even have to put it. You don't have to put a fucking thing in. Did it. Done.
This movie starts with everything is gravy, We got this little girl. And she's walking, I think they're in Detroit, right?
And it has to be Detroit.
And it's like a part of Detroit where nobody lives for 50 miles around in the middle of the city because that'll come out later. So the little girl is walking. Dog starts chasing her. She's running from the dog. The dog is like, and I'm like, fuck, man. Big Rottweiler. And she jumps over the fence. She makes it. She finds a gun. And then her dad steps behind her like, you're dead.
Oh, my God. His voice.
He was so.
It's like somebody who's. It's like he's trying to tell me he's a skeleton. Like I'm about to be a skeleton. That's a skeleton's voice.
He was. Because, the last time I saw Stephen Lang was like in The Matrix. He's like, look, whatever doesn't kill you, make you stronger. He's just like such a.
So is this a choice? Is this a choice?
It's absolutely a choice. He doesn't talk like that. He's not that old.
I hate it.
Oh shit! It worked for me because all over the years when I've seen Stephen Lane, he's always been like a alpha male, big time, you know. And he's an alpha male in this one, but he's like so withered that it's like that's his weakness. That's his kryptonite because he's old. And so, you know, the little girl, he punishes her, you know, he doesn't punish her, but he says she can't go out. And then we have these characters who I don't know if it was in the last movie or not, but for me, it's all brand new, you know. And the lady is like, you know, she wants to go out to town. He's got this little girl living with him. And, you know, Jimenez is like, look, I'll take her to town. And he says, okay, go to town. You know, it's cool. And so I like that. I'm like, he's like living like in Appalachia, you know, the way he's acting, you know, like they're survivalists in the middle of the city. But, you know, he's teaching this girl the skills. I guess this is the only thing he knows. So anyway, so they go to town. And right at this moment, Tiff, I'm cool. Where are you?
I mean, at this point, it's not terribly. It's not. I feel like, yes, fine. Here we go. I'm watching something happen.
Okay. And see, I thought
that's what I feel like when I'm watching this. I feel like very low hum and then increasing hatred.
God damn it. I thought you was going to love this because it was like a short hour and 36 minutes. You know,
I do. Every minute that is a bad minute is a waste of my time. Whether that is the, you know, 145th minute of a movie or the 15th minute of a movie.
God damn it. So the little girl goes and she's playing with the kids and, you know, she's having fantasies of being actually with these kids. And for the first time in movie history, Tivobot, a kid wants to live in a group home, you know, because she wants to be around other kids. I'm like, really? You want to go live in a group
home? That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Even though...
Because she doesn't make any indication that she doesn't like her dad.
No, but I would rather be around other kids than be around this old motherfucker. You know, that's how she was acting, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he's making a living. The lady's coming, doing his thing. He's blind. And I'm digging this so far, you know? I'm like, it's cool.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing about that. I'm just like... It's just mentioned very offhandedly that, yes, He does not see. He's blind.
Yeah, because I had but
that was established in the first movie, right? That's the whole plot.
Yeah. Because he's this wretched badass that can't see, and the wrong people came to his house, and it's your ass because this dude is ridiculous, you know. And so,
like, and I'm not sure. I don't know.
And see, Tiff, I don't know.
I'm not sure about how that is. Is that really in good taste? You know what I mean?
You know what, Tiff? I think it is, because what I liked about this movie is that he wasn't Daredevil. They didn't like try to make his power seem supernatural. It was,
I suppose,
very believable to me about his listening skills. And he got effed up a lot in this movie because he could not see, Tiff. You know, so I was like, cool. You know, so it's not so unbelievable that he's doing backflips on the top of a building, standing on one finger, you know, and now I'm about to wreck your actually, because I don't have sight, I can see better than you, and I'm going to wreck your life, you know. So, no, he took L's all through this thing, and I thought that was cool.
I mean, potentially, what I'm saying is, like, potentially would this be offensive to blind people?
Why would you? If I was blind and somebody was beating somebody's ass, I would be like, yes, Batman, I'm with you.
What I mean is that, like, but I do wonder if maybe, like, thinking back on this movie, if it was actually, like you're saying, and I can't speak for it or not, but, like, that it might be a good portrayal, because a lot of the things that he would do would be I hate to use the word adaptation, but, like he feels the vibration in the water. So he's, like, more used to that than seeing as far as movement goes. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I totally understand, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, you know, I just never know because I'm coming from my own experience.
Yeah, but it's fiction. And I'm just telling you, if I was a blind kid and I was, like, you know, listening to this movie, I would be, like, sitting there, like, beat they ass, get them for all of us. Yeah, I mean, for real, man. You know, a dude is almost like Daredevil, so the hell with it, you know. But
so this is where you probably think the movie takes an interesting turn.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
Because they're in town, and a gang person.
Oh,
person tries to take away the girl,
dude. Okay, first of all, they subtly showed you the harvesting of, they had a harvesting problem of organs going on. And then this creepy dude is in a bathroom with this girl. And I was like appalled. I was like, me and my wife was watching this. We were both like, what the? And she came out and got in the van, and the van driver saw that too. And they were just like, oh, it's casual. It's no big deal. Let's go. What the hell? Call the cops. Get this dude arrested immediately. Here's the thing. This is what this movie suffered from, Tiff. We're the goddamn cops the whole time. Guns are going off. Shotguns are being shot. People are getting abducted. They're being killed. No cop shows up through the whole movie. Anyway. So,
but, you know, I guess it kind of eliminates any unnecessary. Like, they would just get rid of the cops anyway, right? The movie is going to go on. So there's
I don't think these guys was that good. So anyway, so she takes the girl home and, you know, she visits her dead mom. And it's this big thing about who her mom is. But I guess as an audience, I assume that we all were supposed to know that that wasn't his real daughter from the first movie.
Yeah, I did. I agree. That's not his daughter. Like, I knew. I don't know what happened in the first movie. I don't even know if there was a daughter.
Me neither. Right.
So, like, I just assumed, oh, that's because they show at the beginning this happened 8 years later, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, it's not his real daughter.
Right. But, you know.
Obviously. But then I thought, but I did think I didn't question the fact that the mom was dead, though.
No, me neither. I was like, okay, mom's dead.
I was like, I thought in my head, I was like, oh, it was a single mom and he took her because there was no one else.
Yeah. And if people watch the first movie, they probably have all these answers and probably like, you dumb bastards. Anyway, so we didn't watch it, y'all. So, you know, the guys show up at the house, Tiff. They follow. You know what got me is when they ambushed the lady. And she was so, you know, yeah, she's an ex-soldier.
That was.
But why did you get out of the car and leave your car open? I knew that bastard was in that van, Tiff.
That's the worst. I hate it in movies when people come from behind and get you.
And hit her and badly. You beat her with a hammer.
Yeah, I think that was the worst one. That was the worst
absolutely.
Death.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will say it was the most violent death. And also, I will say that I feel like they lingered longer. Like they showed you more.
Well, we had to show the woman getting the shit beat
like
out of
her. I don't like that. Now I think about it, I don't like that.
But then there's another death,
I do think that, like, what?
There's another death that's bad, too, but you didn't see it. But go ahead.
But you don't see it. That's what I'm saying. They don't show it.
Yeah, you're right.
And I wonder if it had to do with, like, you know, they had maybe budget was decreasing as they got closer to the end of the movie. Because I did tend to notice that some of the kills later, they would show you, they'd start it, but they wouldn't show any.
Yeah, but and here's another thing. I don't think this movie really want to mess with PETA like that, you know. Because
PETA,
because, you know, she got killed and then, like, the criminals come into the house.
Oh, I'm not talking about the dogs.
I am. The dog comes out and they lure the dog and they show them shoot and miss. And, you know, you don't want to mess with PETA, Tiff. You know, you don't want to see no dog getting. And I didn't want to see a dog
nobody wants to see that. That's why, okay, that actually is one of the things in this movie that really makes me mad because so his dog gets killed and he's very sad about it. Fair. Mm-hmm. Later on in the movie, and we're skipping ahead a little bit, but we'll come back, so it's fine. They send in a dog after him and then he traps the dog behind a bed spring.
He wasn't gonna kill that dog, Tiff, no matter
what. He wasn't, because that's how we know he's actually a good guy, guys, because he fucking didn't shoot the dog. I'm like, fuck off.
I was
But also additionally, like, he like saves the dog from being caught on fire or some shit. And then the dog's like loyal to him. That's not how it works. Animal impressions don't come that fast.
But it did in this movie, Tiff, and I dug it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, go on. So we're back at the house when they originally come in.
Oh, Tiff.
And like she's pretty been trained.
Pretty intense though, Tiff. Like when a guy when he was like had the dog food and he was like going out and the guy was sitting there like they had the gun on him and they let him leave, you know, I'm like, God damn. So the girl is trained, but she's still a little girl. You know, she runs into that little box and none of this shit. Okay. I will say this, Tiff. Let's just keep it real. None of this stuff started making sense to me but I still enjoyed it. She jumps into the box. And the guy starts to drown her out. And then not only does he start to drown her out, he grabs electrical
wire. The live wire.
Dude, what? Okay, I'm like, okay, they're trying to like harvest her lungs or whatever, you know, because they showed that in the beginning of the movie.
Yes, yeah, so they would kill her and I wouldn't be able to do that.
And I'm like, okay, so guy comes back, he's going through hell trying to get there, and he ends up down in the basement with the guy. They fight. He ends up murdering a dude. The girl gets out of the box, you know, because the dad pushes it over. And then we find out that this guy is like, this is his daughter?
Yeah, and okay, this is, but okay.
The old boy downstairs was about to drown and electrocute her?
That, see, you are the, this must be a parent thing, and I get it, but like, just like being like that, they would, it's just a fucking movie bullshit. But the thing about it that's bothersome to me is that from a storytelling perspective, that's a problem, I guess. But also, like, he's like, I'm your dad. Well, she has no fucking memory, and the only thing that they have to,
that little
she
song believes him for that
is because they have that white hair, that white shock of hair.
Yeah, that was weak. That was weak, Tiff. It was weak.
And I'm like, if you've been living with someone who you genuinely believe is your father,
nobody would have turned you that fast.
You wouldn't be like, you might be like, after it was all over, be like, what was that guy talking about?
Now, see, Tiff.
But like, while you're in, I trust this guy.
I'm enjoying the movie for all the jump scary shit. But this shit here, I'm with you. It was like bullshit, you know. She showed a long streak. He got the little hair. And I'm like, I'm thinking this guy's lying, right?
Yeah.
So then like all this action happened. You know, I don't know why he glued the guy's mouth shut instead of just killing him.
Yeah, I also don't know why the other guy stabs him to get a hole instead of cutting open the glue like that guy did.
Right. Will you get some box cutters up in his
mouth? It was fucking weird. It was just weird. I think it was just to look violent. Another okay, goddamn it, hilarious Tiff. Fucking problem.
You're making
I have
me
with
not
this
like
movie.
This movie, but go ahead. You're changing my mind. You're making me not like this movie, but
okay.
Go ahead.
So they go back, and those are her parents. Even the one that you think might not be her mom is her mom.
I didn't think so, Tiff. I thought it was bullshit, but when she sung the song, I was like, yeah. Okay, that got to be her mother. Piece of shit she was. Goodness
of
gracious.
Of course, they're all pieces of shit because that's part of my problem with this movie, too, is it's like, bad guys are bad and good guys are good. Like it's very kind of cut and dry. Well, there's that one bad guy that does the, you know.
Yeah, I like him.
I do like him too. Raul. Anyway.
Yeah.
So my problem with this scene is having grown up here in Iowa, okay. A very popular state for meth.
Okay.
And meth labs.
Yeah, she was so important. She was so important to be a cook. But go ahead.
You are not. I don't think I've ever known anyone who was a rich meth dealer. I think that that's a myth perpetrated by Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah, I might agree with you with that one.
I mostly just know people who make meth, do meth, and sell a little meth to their friends.
Yeah, because it's like bottom basement type of drug shit.
Yeah,
you
anyone can make it.
Right.
So like,
we must save the cook. We have to kill this
the
daughter.
Off the fucking house.
I know.
You're not gonna have an empire. You're not gonna be able to pay an underground surgeon to come. You're not gonna be able to influence your friends with their meth. And none of these people look like they're on meth. The only one who looks like they're on meth is the mom.
Mom looked like she was on meth. Let me tell you something else. I'm like, no matter how bad of a dope head a mom could be, could she actually do that? Especially when she was looking at him, she was like, you know, I love you. You're saving me. I'm like, what? Really? I mean, just being
a
parent.
That's like less to do with like mom. I mean, like some people are really not great parents. But also just the fact that anybody.
Tiff, really?
Also, another part of my problem with this movie is I don't think you can take a heart from an 11-year-old and give it to an adult.
Okay, Tiff. Now we are in complete agreement. I was sitting there and I was like, wait a minute. Her heart not big enough to pump that fucking body. They would never do a transplant from a child to an adult. It doesn't happen like that. You couldn't even do an adult to a child.
I don't, even if someone that you were, even if you were willing to do it, I don't think it would work. Your body would not accept
that. It would not
that.
Work. They were just bullshitting. So you making me not like this movie as I go along.
I mean, also, like, don't they, like, do pig hearts now? Or baboon hearts or some shit?
I'm not so sure, but these wahoos, Detroit well, mother effers weren't getting no baboon or pig hearts, but.
But I mean, wouldn't that have been easier than trying to locate your daughter who's been missing?
Yeah, and abducting her. Oh, it was crazy.
And if you have so much money that you can pay this underground surgeon, couldn't you just pay someone on the black market to get you a kidney that matched?
So old boy shows up and he burning the shit down.
Montego's like, shut up.
So he comes in and he's ruining everything, right? He kills everybody except for Raul. Raul sets him loose, right? He's like, look, this shit ain't right. And I'm like, yeah. Raul's my favorite character, man. You know,
he probably is the most interesting character in this movie.
Yeah. He's like, this shit ain't right. Everybody else was cool with killing this kid, which blew my mind. It's like, how much money y'all making selling this meth?
You know? Nothing, because it's meth. It's meth.
Right. So, you know, the big climax happens and the daddy goes. I forgot how the daddy goes. How did he go, Tiff?
He gets stabbed, right?
I believe so. The mom, like...
He shoots the wife.
Yeah. He shoots the wife, right?
He shoots his wife on accident.
Right.
And then...
He's like Doc Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
The daughter stabs him.
Yeah. And so, at that point, you know, the guy, you know... I mean, didn't she have a breakdown of like, who am I?
There was a weird shit.
Yeah.
And then there was like.
Yeah, it gets muddy, Tiff.
And he dies.
Yeah.
The guy, the main character, Norman, dies. And then she leaves and she goes to the children's home. And I nearly died.
Hey, wait a minute.
They're like, what's your name?
Did he die? For real?
He's dead. Yeah, he died.
Are you sure?
That's why she's at the children's home.
Yeah, but did he die?
I think according to her beliefs, yes. According to what we are supposed to believe, yes.
He's dead until there's...
But could they resurrect him for a third movie? Sure.
Be Quiet 3? Yes, what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, hold on. In a mid-credits scene, Raylan's dog walks to Norman's body and licks his fingers. Norman's fingers twitch slightly, indicating that he is alive. I turned it off as soon as the credits came.
I didn't watch the credits, so Norman is alive, Tipo Bye.
I was like, pew, turn it down. I actually said to Mike, I said... Turn this off before there's a fucking stinger, because I don't even want to put my eyeballs on it.
Tiff, why don't you just fast forward to the end to see the stinger? Just
no.
It's not like in the movie theater.
Why didn't you do it?
Because I thought it was over. I didn't think it was that type of movie, you know?
Yeah.
So Norman is alive, and yeah, she said her name is Phoenix. Right.
Yeah. If someone, I don't care how old I was, if someone was like, if I was like, what's your name? And they were like, Phoenix, I'd be like, no, it ain't.
Yeah.
Actually, that is not true. I would believe that.
Yeah, because people
I started are thinking about some of the people's names I know. I'm like, never mind.
Well, look at River Phoenix. His mama named him River, you know, and his last name is Phoenix. So shit, you know, so. There you go. So, goddamn, Tiff. Now you didn't change my mind about this damn movie. I enjoyed the jump scares, but as far as continuity and the way the movie was, it made no goddamn sense, but there's not even no but. I enjoy watching it, Tiff, but now you didn't tore the movie up to me in the post.
Sorry.
And you hated it all the way through.
I did.
Okay, it is what it is, y'all. So, I think Tifflebot wins this one, y'all.
Ooh, I never win. That feels great. Right.
Oh, bullshit. Get out of here, Tiff. So, we didn't care to do the damn thing. We got it done, Tiff. We got Don't Breathe 2 out the way, even though we never did Don't Breathe 2. One. And that's it. We did the damn thing we came to do. My name is Montego Bradley. Mr. Button all the way up to the top, man. Fans of Patrol with my smooth, cool, blue, Tiffany blue co-host.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Absolutely. And until next week, man. Damn, Tiff, we still don't know what we're going to do next week.
We're going to figure it out.
2 weeks in a row, we don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Surprise.
I know. Until then, we will be
on
Patrol.